What is happening, Chicago Bears fans? This is T-Formation Conversation. I'm your host, Lester Wildfong, editor-in-chief over at Windy City Gridiron and co-host of the Bear and Balanced podcast with my guy, Jeff Berkus. So make sure you check that out as well as all the other fantastic shows on our WCG podcast channel. So Bears taking on the best team in the NFL record-wise this Sunday, Arizona Cardinals. At least it's in Chicago, but, you know, the Bears are once again are a home underdog. I think that's pretty much every game this year. They've been a home dog, I believe. So no one expects the Bears to win. I don't expect the Bears to win. But hey, there's still plenty to check out. You know, they have some individual players going for some records. And then, of course, the Chicago Bears, because of the big win on Thanksgiving, they're back in the end hunt graphics. Oh my God, I can't believe the Bears at 4-7 are actually being mentioned as a possible playoff. But hey, we've seen stranger things happen. We've seen it happen last year, so anything can happen. But let's, before I get into the Bears Cardinals injury report, let's quickly go over this ridiculous path they have to playoffs. And look, I get it. You know, 7-seed Washington football team is 5-6. Bears right now are the 14-seed, 4-7. Technically, yes, they're one game out of the playoff spot. But they have to jump 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams to get there. So it's not just them being one game out. It's them being, you know, behind all those teams right now. And yeah, they do play a couple of those guys. They play the Vikings twice, which is huge for Chicago's playoff chances, whatever they may be. But still, come on. You know, this is a long shot. The Bears are banged up, which we'll talk about in a second, but it's possible. You know, the Bears' remaining schedule is tough. You know, they're going to be, obviously, we got them favored to lose this week against the Cardinals. And then after that, you know what's looming? Sunday Night Football, Bears at Packers. NBC loves their Bears and Packers on Sunday Night Football. It's the ratings. Chicago's ratings king, even when they suck, which unfortunately has been too often than not. Chicago fans are going to tune in. So that game was never getting flexed out of that spot. They love Bears-Packers. It's an old rivalry. You're going to get a ratings bonanza like they do every time the Bears play on NBC. But realistically speaking, come on. That's an L. You know, the Bears are going to be favored to lose that one as well. Then they got the following week on primetime again against the Vikings. ESPN, tough game. You know, they got them at home. You know, the Vikings are surprisingly not as bad as some people thought they were. You know, I thought these two teams would kind of battle it out for second place in the division. But the Vikings are playing better football right now. They just are. That's the way it is. Kirk Cousins, as much as we want to rip on him, he's a little better than a serviceable quarterback. He's playing pretty good football right now. He's got that team, you know, in position, you know, themselves challenging for a playoff spot. So, you know, they're going to be going all out. You know, the only thing the Bears have going for him is, you know, the Matt Nagy era. That's one of his teams. The Vikings, he's done pretty good again. So if he can keep that rolling, we'll see what happens. After that, the Bears go to Seattle, and Seattle's rough. You know, we just saw them on primetime recently. Seahawks are tough right now. The O-line is struggling. Running game is struggling. You know, Russell Wilson is struggling. You know, that defense is rough. But it's in Seattle. They always play tough in the Northwest there. So it's going to be a tough game for the Bears. I guess the odds makers might be favoring Seattle that game. We'll see what happens. Then after that, Bears finally get a winnable game. The New York Giants, who will be starting Mike Glenn at quarterback this weekend. So, you know, they're missing Daniel Jones. They're missing a few other players over there. Giants are just bad this year. They're not a very good team. So that's the one game that I'm confident saying of these next six that the Bears are going to win. And then, of course, the Bears close it out in Minnesota, January 9th, in week 18 now it is. So I just don't see it. You know, I don't see the Bears doing it enough to make it. You know, it's possible. You know, anything's possible. Like I said, we saw it happen last year. They kind of backed into the playoffs. But, you know, it all starts this Sunday. If they can somehow, some way pull off a miracle and beat the Arizona Cardinals, okay, if that somehow happens, if somehow the Cardinals let the Bears off the hook again and the Bears get the W, then next week we'll talk about a little more seriously that they're actually in the hunt. But right now, I just don't see it happening. A lot of injuries. Let's go over them real quick here. Chicago Bears, they have already ruled four players out. They may as well have ruled a fifth out, but we'll talk to that in a second. They're going to be tough on the D-line. They're missing Akeem Hicks with the ankle injury. He's still out. Mario Edwards Jr. Has a rib injury. He is also out. So that's tough. They're missing one of your starters and one of your top rotation pieces. So it's possible the Bears may either go with more two D-line stuff, playing more four-man front, letting Robert Quinn play more three-point stance, handed their dirt stuff. That's possible. Or you may see the Bears maybe activate one of those front seven players. Maybe this is the week we finally get to see the recently signed Bruce Irvin. Outside linebacker, he may come in, give them a little bit of pass rush possibly. You know, maybe we see them activate LaCal London. He's the only defensive lineman on the practice squad, so there's a chance he may get in there. But, you know, talking about practice squad call-ups, they may have to call up a receiver because they're banged up there as well. Also out for the Bears, Marquise Goodwin. He's got a foot and rib injury. And one more player out, Damian Williams, running back. He has not played in about a month now with a calf injury. So four players ruled us out. Allen Robinson is doubtful. He has not practiced still. He has not practiced since he got hurt in the Steelers game. He's listed as doubtful. It may get changed on Saturday. They may downgrade him to out. And I'll remind you guys to check out the site, WindyCityGridiron.com. If they do make any changes to the injury list, I'll make sure I put some up on the site right away. We'll get that up there. I'm not going to re-record the pod. It just doesn't make any sense. But my guess is, even though he's listed as doubtful, he will not be playing. So that means you're missing Goodwin, you're missing A-Rob. So what do? Demir Byrd, he'll get the start probably. Mooney, he'll get a lot of reps, of course. But if you're looking at the practice squad call-ups, maybe Isaiah Coulter come up again, although they've already brought him twice. And after you come up from the practice squad twice, then you have to go back through waivers when you go back to the practice squad, unless they use him as one of the COVID call-ups, which right now they have Elijah Wilkinson on the COVID-19 reserve list. So technically you can bring a guy up, basically a freebie off the practice squad without having to put him back through waivers. So they could do that with Coulter. Or one of their practice squad protections this week was fan favorite Rodney Adams. Maybe he gets his finally to make his NFL debut with the Bears. He had a nice preseason. He made the final 53 for the season, but then, of course, they made some roster shuffle. They cut him, got him back to the practice squad, signed Brashad Perriman, who, you know, that has come and went as well. He's gone. I'm not sure where he's playing now. I think he may even be in Vegas. He's gone for whatever reason. Rodney Adams now may be that guy that gets his shot on Sunday. And then also, of course, the Bears have one more player doubtful. They may as well just call them out because Justin Fields, rib injury, still not able to go. Head coach Matt Nagy talked about his presser that Andy Dalton will indeed get the start. No mystery there. And he also said Nick Foles will be his number two. No mystery there. So if that's the case, teams just do not have three quarterbacks active on game day. So even though Justin Fields is listed as doubtful, he's going to probably be inactive for the game. They may even downgrade him, you know, to out on Saturday. But right now, I'm guessing both doubtful Bears inactive. A-Rob, Justin Fields. Then the Bears have one player who's listed as questionable, and I thought there was no way this guy would play. Roquan Smith hurt his hamstring in the Thanksgiving game against the Lions. He did not practice on Wednesday. He did not practice on Thursday. And all of a sudden, on Friday's practice, he was limited. There was even some film out there. I forget who shot it out on Twitter, one of the beat guys. He looked pretty good. I mean, he was doing a drill. Obviously, he wasn't doing any contact stuff. But, you know, if his hamstring is to the point where he can run and he doesn't have any soreness or tightness, I'm sure he'll test it out again on Saturday. He'll be a game time decision on Sunday before the game. Maybe he goes. If the field's sloppy, though, I would guess they may err on the side of caution. Sloppy field sometimes tends to lead to strains and pulls, especially if a muscle's already a little bit irritated, like his hamstring will be. So if it is sloppy and if there's any soreness, any tenderness at all around his hamstring, I think the error on the side of caution, like I said, and they let him sit out, make him inactive as well. So I already talked about Elijah Wilkes to be on the reserve COVID-19 list. That means they're down a lineman. But the report came out today that the Bears are going to activate Tevin Jenkins. It is not official. It won't become official until Saturday at some point. They'll make that roster decision. So if they do activate Tevin Jenkins off IR, his three-week window is over. They'll activate him. With Wilkinson on the reserve list, they only have 52 men on the roster. So Jenkins will slide right into that spot. And I can't see him playing. He may get some run on special teams because Wilkinson has done that. He plays on the field goal and extra point team. So maybe let Jenkins get his feet wet just doing that a little bit. Let him get, you know, some contact on the NFL level in that area. But I can't see him playing. But with Wilkinson out, if he's not activated by chance and he is not going to play and Jenkins is active, you never know. Jace Peters, 39 years old. You know, he's been dinged up a couple times this year. He's gutted through it, but maybe they saw enough from Jenkins in these last 3 weeks that he's recovered from his back surgery, which was mid-August, if I remember correctly. So, you know, we're here in beginning of December and the Bears called it a minor procedure. They said that he should be back. So, you know, they opened his three-week window. They must have felt strongly enough that he'd be fine. And here we are, 3 weeks later. The word on the street is Tevin Jenkins will be activated, the Bears' second-round draft pick. I'm so excited to see him play. He was one of my favorite guys to watch in college, his college film. I'm not a big college film grinder kind of guy. I'm nowhere near like our guy Jacob Infante, E.J. Schneider. I just don't have the time to do that kind of stuff. Around draft time, I will start picking and choosing some guys I like to watch. And when I started watching Jenkins stuff, I couldn't stop. Mahler, I was so excited when the Bears drafted him. Hopefully the back issue is in the past. That's what the team said. They said that this surgery should clear everything up for him, even the stuff that was lingering from his Oklahoma State days. So if that's the case, we're good to go. I can't wait to see him. Probably not this week, but we'll see him before the end of the year for sure. Over the Cardinals, the big news for them, obviously, is quarterback Kyler Murray and wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, both questionable, both practiced limited all week except for Hopkins, who they actually held out on Friday. So they either held him out because they're fearing he's trending in the wrong direction, or they held him out because they want to make sure he's going to be fully rested and able to go. Kyler Murray seems like he's going to play. I mean, he was on social media. He had a tweet earlier in the week making it seem like he was back for sure. Again, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the game today, a legit MVP candidate. If his ankle's not letting him do what he wants to do, maybe they hold him out one more week. But the way it's trending, the Bears are going to have to deal with Kyler Murray out there at quarterback. Also questionable for the Cardinals, Byron Murphy Jr., starting corner. And Justin Pugh, starting guard, is also questionable. So, you know, a couple guys are down. Pugh didn't practice all week. So, you know, I'm guessing that, you know, if anything, he may be trending to not playing. Byron Murphy Jr. practiced all week except for Friday. He was limited. So he might have got dinged up either the day before a little bit or maybe even in practice on Friday. But, you know, it's big. I mean, we've seen the Bears face some teams this year already. And they're missing some guys in the secondary. Oh, one more guy for the Cards is out. James Wiggins, safety, reserve. So he's already been ruled out. So with Murphy out, you know, they'll have to try and take advantage of that. We'll see what happens. It should be a sloppy game. I know there's a high chance of rain. I think last I saw was 80% chance of rain. It's been a little misty in Chicago today. It's supposed to be a little misty over the weekend. So, you know, we'll see how Soldier Field looks. The only chance the Bears have in this game, man, is if it's a sloppy, a muddy field, and you really have to rely on the run, because I do think that's the Bears' strength. The Bears have a much better running game. The Cardinals have a pretty good running game, too, with James Conner, you know, but I think that that's the only chance the Bears have is to slow this thing down and to really hope it's the Cardinals can't throw the ball all over the field, because we all know how the Bears' secondary is. Brutal. So that is it, guys. That is my time. T-Formation Conversation. It's just one of several shows on our WCG podcast channel. Make sure you check them all out. Subscribe. Listen to all those guys. And until next time, bear down, my friends.